Amar Reb Shimon ben Lokish, Mishum Levi Saba. So there's a Tosis here. And be very careful about Tosis. We have a machlokas between Reish Lokish and Reb Yochanan. Normally, we have a klal. We pass like Reb Yochanan, except in three cases. Says Tosis. Afogav, the Rav Sfir Lehochi, Rav agrees the Perek Beis, the Zvachim, Choshulev Hedi Halacha Koresh Lachish. Rav agrees with Reish Lachish, and the Shkita El Basof. So why, when Rav lists three things that we pass in like Reish Lachish against Rav Yochanan, is this not one of the three? What is the name of Levi Saba? Okay, wonderful. How does Tosfos Paskin? Tosfos doesn't say what he passes on. He's just taking care of an internal contradiction in Rav's position. He doesn't say how we Paskin. So how do I know? So what does that mean? How does he Paskin? So I looked at the Piskei Tosfos. Now you have to understand, Piskei Tosfos were not written by the printer. They were written by Tosfos themselves. Now here, just a little bit of history that avoids some people's occasional confusion. It was the original Tosfos. What is the original? A little history is very good. The original Tosfos was written, those were the notes of the Riz Shi'urim that he gave. And the Rishi Urim that he gave, it wouldn't fly today. So there were people who sat and learned Yom V'Layla. Now I mean Yom V'Layla is Yom V'Layla. Tosfos talks about the shoelaces of a Talmid Chacham. Tosfos says, what's the difference in Shabbos? Tosfos takes it granted any Talmid Chacham only lays down in bed on Friday night. Otherwise, he sort of dozes off on a shtender, learning 24 hours a day. Okay. They had two Siddurim. One Seder was going through with the Ri's, learning what the Ri was learning. Second Seder, each one had a Masechta, Nechazed, 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 and knew backwards, forward, upside down, back, and walked through completely. So when someone says to him, what about from here this Gemara? There's always someone in the audience, there were a group of in the audience who knew that Masechta backwards and forwards. The Ri, to go through Shas, was 30 years. Took 30 years for him to go through Shas. Okay. Now, so the original Tosfos were notes of the Ri. Then as time went on, each yeshiva had other people saying shirim, basing themselves on the Ri shirim. So you have Tosfos Shans, the Tosfos Shem Shem Shans. You have Tosfos Tuch, you have Tosfos this, Tosfos that, Tosfos this, Tosfos that. When the first person who was printing Shas, he went around looking for the best set of notes he could get. Sometimes it's Tosfos Tuch, generally it's Tosfos Tuch. So there's a Tosfos, what's Tosfos HaRosh? Those are the notes of the Rosh Hashurim that he gave. That means, based on the Tosfos. Everyone had copies of the Ri's, right? And that's what Tosfos HaRosh is. So most of the time, but not all the time, Pisco, at the end of every Masechta, every set had Piskei Tosfos. Sometimes the printers put Piskei Tosfos from one set of notes to Tosfos of another set of notes. They don't always overlap. In certain Masechta it's very, very clear of their lack of overlap. Okay. But here, if you take a look in Piskei Tosfos here, Pesachei Totsis is very clear what the Pesach of Totsis is. It says, Ein Rishkrit Ela B'Sof. So what? He says, Totsis, if I just had our Totsis internally, I wouldn't know. But since, but apparently, when he, whoever wrote these Totsis, at the end he said, this Totsis Paskin this way, this Rosh Hashiva Paskin this way. That's important, because not such a clear psak. Why, Rava may have helped that way, but we have on Daf Lamed Vav. That's the end of Daf Lamed Vav. Amr of Papa, Hakom Modem, Hechem Yisra Damit Chirvat Sof, Kuram Alo Plugin Amarsha. He plugged when this kind of Hadamid similar simon. Rabbi Sova. So according to Rav Papa, it's Machlok in Rabbi and Rav Chia, whether Yesh and Shechita Mitzchila Vatsof or not. Then along comes the Amar Rav Asher Amar, Tolan La'olam. That means no. It's a Sofek, how we pask. Rabbi, it's a Sofek, how we pask. Yesh and Shechita Mitzchila Vatsof, Ein the Shechita Ela B'Sof. Now, on the assumption that the sugya on Lamed Vav is the same as the sugya on Chof Tes Amid Beis, which will, another issue we'll have to see. So then, Rava in Zvachim may have paskin Ein Shchit El B'Sof, but then I have Rav Ashi who says it's a Sofek and Psak. So not so simple to say, well, to paskin, but that's how Tos the paskin. You take a look at the Rambam. In Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, the Rambam passed like Rav Ashi. It's a Sofek. Now the question is, but let us take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita and Hilchas Psulim Mukdashim. You have a Rambam Hilchas Shechita. Yisrael Hagoy Lishchot Miyot Simonim Lugoma Yisrael Oshin Yisrael Yisrael Lugoma Hagoy Psuloch Yeshna Lishito Mithilo Ad Sof. Okay. And here was Psulim of Doshim. He says in Perak Aleph, where is it here? Halacha Yudches. Shochat miyut simonim b'chutz v'garim v'vifnim. Shochat miyut v'dorom v'garim v'vitzofim psulim. Shashchitu yeshno mitchilo v'ad sof. Okay, so then, so what's he talking about? Big question. So here I have a headache. The headache I have, the Ketzav Mishnah says he passes over Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Kiva Eger jumps up. Rabbi Kiva Eger is very unhappy about it. I don't know what's here on the page. No, it's not here. Rabbi Eger says he can't do that because we're passing the hills to Masoch. Most proportion of Rambam say the Rambam passes like Rav Ashi. And he's just using a phrase here. And because he's using the phrase, it doesn't mean that when it comes to Allah, he's being masmer himself. Yisrael Hagoy Lishchol Miyot Simonim Lugama Yisrael. That since I need a Maisa Machshir, here we're talking about what is a Shechita HaMachshira. I need the entire Shechita to be a Shechita Machshira. He's talking about a Shechita HaMachshir. He's not talking about Psul, he's not talking about Chiyav, he's talking about a Shechita HaMachshir. And that's what the Gemara says Everyone, Hakol Modim, Adam B'Shachat Simrecha Alchem Recha, has nothing to do with this machlokas. Don't bring the this machlokas into it. Nothing to do with this machlokas. Number one, and the Rambam is just using a phrase here. Kiveg. Insulim of Doshim. Also, we'll get. But here, there's another problem in this Rambam. That of all the people who were bothered by it when they were speaking to me, they didn't notice. You take a look in our sugya. And we'll go, Gemara says, how come Moldim Hechel Shal Simi Echor Ove Kachov Mislechel Yisrael Sheep Sula Sheba Maisa Trefa? What does the Rambam say? Sheha Tolu Shein also Nevela. Where's the Rambam coming from? Rambam is very difficult. Nukuvas Haveshet is Lachora a Trefa. If I 51% of the corner, it's a Trefa. That's why the Rambam called Nevela. Rambam has a very, very unique Shita of Nevela Mechayim. Where's that part? Gimel? What?
Gimel your test.
Gimel your test. Behema shenitel yerach shalo v'chalolo imo ad shetire chaseira kishetarbitz kishetirovetz haris in the vela. What happens if Ram is not talking about decapitating someone? Let's say someone with a sword would cut a person in half at his waist. So al pi din, he's dead. If I take the entire leg from the hip down, same. You break the spine and the majority of the spinal column. That's because of Rubo Kukula. Oh, Shenikim Aveshim Kolshu, Rav Lashchita, Rav Zinavela Mechayim. Ram has a concept here, Nevela Mechayim. And Ram, in other places, applies it to 51% of the corner. That's a whole issue. We may later on get into the Rambam's Nevela Mechayim and not Nevela Mechayim. Ram has such a concept. It's the living dead, Nevela Mechayim. Beautiful shot of Rav Sajigon. Pasuk in Kohel says, "Umashabeach ani yisam meisim hashek far meisu." Sadi Gon says a funny pasuk, "Ham meisim hashek far meisu." Was the dead people who died? So apparently, Reb Sadi Gon says, apparently two types of dead people: the live dead people and the dead people. He says, "Rishoyim afil b'chayim nikum meisim." Says I that means if a person is doing Torah and mitzvahs, he's alive. I mean, for him, it's a chayiv as hamavis. Keep Torah. You're alive. Meshabeach. So who are the live people? Who's meshabeach? The living dead, not the living. The meisim shek for meisim. The living dead. He's not being meshabeach. That's the sadi going on the pasuk. Here, the Rambam is different, not talking about people. Concept of Vela Mechayim. What does this mean? Every Achron has 30 pages on. Okay, so when the Rambam, what's this halach? Here we're talking about Heksha Shchita. In Heksha Shchita, what is it? I need the entire Maisha Shchita to be Maksha the animal to eat. That's it. And the Akum is not part of Hech Shechita. Says Rashi, What is Hechshir? Afilu Madam Shechita Abasov Velo Mikri Shechita Sa'akum. So Rashi is telling the Madam who says Ein Shechita Abasov. What's Koveya if it's a Shechita Sa'akum or Shechita Yisrael? What happens? How you finish it off? Ein Shechita Metchila Vatsov means the entire thing is Koveya. But even according to him, but I have to have a Shechita Yisrael to be Machshir the animal. I don't have it. So it's not a Shechita Sa'akum, it's not a Shechita Yisrael. It's stomach hole in there. It's stomach, it's Kokot's Be'alma. So what is the Gemara telling me? Gemara telling me that in Hechshir, there's no such thing. To be Machshir the carbon, I need what? A full Maisa Shechita. Two of Shnei Simonim. And I don't have a full Machshir of Shnei Simonim, not Machshir the animal. That's how the Gemara begins. Don't think we're talking about anything to do with Hechshir Shechita. There's one, now the question, how big is Hechshir Shechita? It goes to the Mi'abas, or doesn't go to the Mi'abas? That we saw already. So the guy be what?
At this stage, by Akum and Yisrael, we're talking about
a Hechshir Shechita Schulen. Regular Shechita Schulen. Now, there are three types of Shechita. And this is going to be a major underlying theme throughout the Sugya. The Shechita Schulen. In Shechita Schulen, it never says the word Shochat. V'zovachto kashet zivisich. Then the Shechita Karbonas. V'shachat is Ben Abokar, v'shachat, all through Vayikras, v'shachat, v'shachat, v'shachat. And then the Shechitas Parashat, the Shechita Paraduma. Very different. Now, in Shechitas Karban, we lightly touched on a topic, which we'll get back to in a very deep way now. In Shechitas Karban, Shechitas Cholim, one Alocha, two Alocha. Shechitas carbon, because simply a carbon can't be an availer, so I have to shechta. Well, wait one second. At least Rashi has told us there's another dimension to Shechitas carbon, and this is going to be a headache. What is Rashi has told us here on Chavtes Omer Aleph, that when the Gemara says, because I would have said, Iker, he says, the Dam Hu Tzorach, Lezrika. Then when he says lo psikale, tana in the mills of the mishtame betravayla, mashen rov kol echa ba'ov kshev hecha the sagi biya. He said. What did Rashi say? The ikro of the shechita, is for dam. So right. So therefore, what is shechitas? Rashi seems to be saying. Rashi should come back to haunt us, that in order to shech, in order part of Hakravas HaKorban, it's a Shechita Hamotzi Dam. It's a din of the Shechita Hamotzi Dam, and that is Mitzvah Lamarek, since it is definitely according to everybody Mitzvah Shechita's culture. The Mitzvah is to make it into a Shechita Hamotzi Dam in the maximum way possible. Maximum way possible is to finish everything. So that's Shechitas Kodesh, or you could say Shechitas Kodesh just so it shouldn't be an Avela. Is it a separate halach of Shechitas Kodesh or not? Now we have Shechitas Parah Aduma. Shechitas Parah Aduma, you can't say it's you're not going to eat it. There's nothing. What is it? It's a very simple thing. On the one hand, it's a very, there are two different aspects of a Parah Aduma, even though it's not Karav al HaMizbeach, in it is not going to be eaten. You take the entire Parah and you burn it for Sarafas HaParah Le'enov. It's over with Sarafas called everything gets burnt on the Mizbeach. Chatas Kar Yerachmona. The Torah called it Chatas. Lagabe Yisorn Alochas. It is not bought from Ray, it does not have Kedushas Mizbeach, it has Kedushas Berech Habayis. It's a very complex halach, Paras Chatas, Parah Aduma. But the shechita is not to be machshir for the mizbeach and not to be machshir for achila. It's part of the separate dinim hakrova of the Korban Pesach. Yeah, the two halachas were operating here. One halacha that we'll see. But you always have to keep in mind that when you're dealing with cholin, there's one halacha. When I get to kachin, there may be a different halacha, maybe two parallel halachas. Same thing in paraduma. And then there's the fourth type called malika. Malika is when there's no such thing as shechita. And this is another important point you have to keep in mind. When I have an oaf, there's no such thing as shlomim for an oaf or anything. There's a chatos oaf and an olas oaf. And both, they have to do a malika. A malika one siman, a malika two simanim. That's depend whether it's a chatos or an oaf. Chatos is one siman velo yavdom. Ola is two simanim. So now, what did I do? Bolo to ovnami, hecha de molik simen echad lamato, simen echad lamala psula. Why? Shari osaba maisa chata to ov lamato. To be machsha the carbon, I have to malika in a certain place. If I do have in one place. Now, here, be very careful what the Gemara is saying. I had to do a maisa chatos ha'of. Because we're not talking about an avelu, because the whole halach, let's just back up for a second so you understand the background of the Gemara. Chatos ha'of, you didn't shecht it, is a malika, and the kohanim eat the basar. The only time there's a mitzvah and a allowed to eat basar, mitzvah to eat basar, that did not have, that wasn't shechted. Wasn't shechted. It was nimlach, because you eat it, because the malik is the heksha ha-carbon, and through the heksha ha-carbon is a heter achila. Wow. So all of this in the back of our minds. So, chatos ha-of, Molek, one simon, velo yavdil. I don't go more than that. But, so what happens? So we're not discussing nevela trefa, that doesn't exist. Because the whole malika's ha'of is in a regular shechita. And in hilchas, if I would take an oaf, yes, and be molek it stam, it's in the Vela Trefa. It's awesome. No Shechita. Separate halachas, but since I did it with Hakrovas HaKorban, this is the Hakrovas HaKorban of Chatzah, that Hakrovas HaKorban is Machshir Be'achiva. With one Malika of one Siman. Now, what did I do? But now, I have to do something else. If I take a look in Perek Yuches Maiso Kobanis, I'll give you background information, make sure you get it, otherwise you get lost, totally lost. It is, Kol HaKabonos Kulon, Bein B'Kabonos Behema, Va'of, Bein B'Kabonos Menmental Nochos, Mitzvahs Esen HaKrim Beis HaBechira. The Mitzvahs Esen is to bring all Kabonos to the Beis HaBechira. Okay. Amak of Korban Chutz LaZora, let's say I'm forgetting the shechita for saying I'm makir v'chutz la'azara. Bito mitzvah sase, v'arva milo sase. Okay. V'chein ha'shochet kodshem b'chutz, chutz la'azara. Av b'shlo helos, v'hoi amazit chayav kareis. I shecht a carbon outside of Yazara, am chayav kareis. Shochem b'shogeh, maybe chatos kavua. And of course it's possible. But here is a pasuk. Asher yishchat shoro ketzav o'eis. Doesn't mention oaf. Rambam talks about oaf here. Perek yuches. Aloch. Yuches. What about molak et ha'of bachutz? Molek is a opachus potor. It's only, even though that's what would besnim be machshir as a carbon, but it's molek bachutz is potor. But it's possible. Molek besnim lehela bachutz chayv aliyah. Shocha besnim lehela bachutz potor. Okay. Shocha is a oaf bachutz. What happens if I shech the oaf bachutz? Then, chayev shtayim. Shashchita bachutz. Sheiru. So, okay, now what do we have? Now, even the malika, there's a difference if I do it in the Avzorah, at Lamato Lamava, where in the Mizbech everything goes. So here we're not, what are we talking about? It's not an Isser at this point of Shchut Echutz. We're not talking about it. We're talking, and if he's molekid in the wrong place, nothing to talk about. But the Gemara is now applying to Heksha carbon. To be Machsha the carbon, what do I have to do? I have to be Machsha the carbon by being molekid in a specific place. In the Azorah, if I molekid in the wrong place, it's a problem of Heksha carbon. So just like we previously talked about Heksha Achila, here we're talking about Heksha Karba. We're not talking about anything to do with the Avera of Shkut Echotz at this point. Okay. What does that mean? I have to do something that has a separate Chal Hashem. If it doesn't have a Chal Hashem, I don't pass to the Karba. If I do a malika of part of an oaf, so I didn't do anything. So, but only if I went over 50 to 51%, then I did. That's a malika that in the right place will be marshal of the carbon, in the wrong place it's post of the carbon. I lack a korban with heksher korban. We're not talking about chiyuvim. If you take a look at the psak of the Rambam, Dalin, Zayim Psura Makdoshim Halachi Yud, Chatzov HaBoracha. What? Halach Avov. Okay. Is possible. So that l'chora, I look at is the Rambam is quoting this halacha all the soul. All the nechal lamatz nechal lamala psul. The ma'is echad is all lamat. Gon she shochet simen echad bachutz simen echad b'fnim. Now here Rashi and Tosfos go off. Why? Rashi said we're in the world of oaf. We're staying in the world of oaf, and Rashi may be assuming we have to stay in the world of oaf and won't apply this halacha. If we were applying that halacha to a behemoth, Rashi says as follows: Mechayev shom shchut echutz. Okay. Well, he's a be'ilu ba'o from shochat simen. So that is what the Gemara says. Amalei Rabba Bar Simi Mar Lo Amoch. Someone disagrees with you. One of Yosef. Ech v'shochet simen echem b'chutz and echem b'fnim. Nami posh. Shari osa bo ma'isacha. He says, so according to Who's okay, according to the Stam of the Gemara, who's talking here? Rav is talking here. So Rabbi Bar Simi says that to Rabbi, Rav Yosef disagrees with you. Shochet Simen Elcha Bechutz Simen Elcha Bifnim Nami Posu. Wait a second. Posu Mamai Zechad Zdor Bechutz. Wait 1 second. We're now jumping. The Gemara makes a massive jump. What is Rav Yosef doing? He's making a jump from Chiyuv to Psul. He's equating Chiyuv and Psul. No, that's my Silchat is all Pachutz. It's possible. What happened? I did a Malika. I did one Simen Bachutz and then one Simen Bifnim. Now, Malika Bachutz is not a din of Shute Chutz. She's not Machshel the Korban. There's no Chiyuv. The Malika is never a Chiyuv. Okay. Gon Shochem Miyut Simona Bachutz, Vigarmu Bifnim. No. He says, what's the Machlokas? Not on a full Simon, on Miyut Simona. Wait a second. So he's changing the whole discussion here. The whole discussion is being changed. From what? From Simen Echot to Miyot Simonim. Apparently, Rov Simen is Ruba Kukulo. Let's read Rashi. He says, Malo Amahoch, Ilo Ba'o from Shochat Simen Rishon Bechutz, Machayev. Why? Shari the Kavotsu Kosher Bifnim. What happened? I did one simon. I shechted one simon in. See what Rashi say? So one simon b'chutz, the next simon b'fnim. So the one simon b'chutz, I did enough, which is, what am I not allowed to do? I'm not allowed to do a Maisa HaMakshir Korban Bachutz. Even though this animal is Kodesh B'Kdushas. Ola Sa'of. What did I do? I shechted one Simen Bachutz, which is a Maisa HaMakshir, a different Korban. A Chatzos Sa'of. Even though it's Kodesh B'Kdushas, all is off. Awesome. So what's the machlokas? Shochat miyut simona bachutz, ugarma b'fnim. But you see, there's a major jump happening from simon echod to rov to miyut simon. The man da ama ain't a shchita la b'sof lo mechayev. Why? Let's see. Because what was the fine? What each what I did before? Wasn't a ma'aseh shchita. Becomes a ma'aseh shchita at the end. The Ma'ad Oma says, Yesh Shechim Mitumarat Sof means every piece of it, every fragment is a Din Ma'ad Seshchit. So I'm Chayef Eshchut Echotz. I don't look at the entire, and I don't look at the entire thing when I finish. Now I look, okay, the entire thing was a Ma'ad Seshchit. No. Because if I did, the entire thing was a Ma'ad Seshchit, part was Bechotz, part wasn't Bechotz, I can't be Mechayef. But each segment is also Ma'aseh Shechita. So therefore, etalei the machlok is Yesh Shechita Mitchilo Ad Sof. So let's see how the Rambam paskens this one. Surprise. Aleph Halacha Yudches. he says, Shochat miyut simonim b'chutz v'garim v'fnim, or shochat miyut b'darim v'garim v'tzof and psulim. Shashchita yeshna v'tchila v'atzof. Wait 1 second. He's talking about psul, he's talking about chiyuv here. Talking about psul. The Gemara, when it talks about chiyuv, what does it say? Zayim psul mekdosh malachiyut. Let's take a look where it says Zayim psul mekdosh malachiyut. We'll have to straighten it out. I'm going very slowly because it's a brand new inyanim, which chatzov no chat no vov. He's talking lamalo lamato. What is he talking? Full simen. Here, Psula Makdoshim, he's talking part simen. And he's part, even though the Gemara switches, you see, the, and but the Rambam could have said, well, two different mandarim. Rambam didn't say. Rambam is, says one big mandarim. It's all the same. There's no difference. Sometimes I'm talking about miyut simonim. Sometimes I'm talking about simon shole. Now, and Rashi says the whole discussion is within oaf. Comes Tosis and says, Pesh Kuntit Ba Oaf, Kosh the Perusha. I don't like what he says. Let's continue going with Rashi. Now, Mosef Rav Zera. Kol ha'otsukim b'parah mitchila v'atzof metamim b'godim v'polsim osum b'mulocha acheres. Okay. Parah aduma. This is din shechita. Now, as Rashi says, kol ha'otsukim b'parah aduma mitchila v'atzof v'achas v'avodososu b'en b'emtze b'en b'tchila b'en b'sof. Any person does any entire, any avoda in Paras of, he becomes Tomei. Now that is the big thing that Shlomo HaMelech can understand. Paraduma is Matamei Tahor and Matahir Tameyim. Has an opposite effect on people. If you're Tahor, it makes you Tomei. If you're Tomei, it makes you Tahor. Why? That's the way it is. No one understands it. Shlomo HaMelech can understand it. But at this point, I'm not going to try to give an explanation. I haven't gotten to that madriga yet. Nor have you. Okay. Okay. So, it's paraduma. Okay. Upolsim also b'melecha acheres. What is this halacha? So, let us take a look and see. Perek dalan halacha. Yud Zion. It's in Tahara. It's this Tahara. It doesn't have Tahara. Oh, here's Tahara. Oh, Tahara. Tahara. Okay. Kol ma'isipor mitchil v'atzof eina ela b'yom. Okay. U'bezich v'kohuno. Ha'amlocha poselosvot, sh'te'otze eifa. Sh'te'otze eifa imkinas arfa b'layla. Okay, fine. Sh'amlocha poselosvot, sh'nama v'shochot oslofonot. Sh'lo bo'akot elu lamed, sh'im nisasik b'dova achir b'shash shchitotsu poslo. If I am doing any one of the maisim that is necessary for the heksher of the para aduma, and I, while I'm doing that, I'm doing something else at the same time, I pass it. You have to be doing only one thing at that time. Can't be doing five things. Can't be reading the newspaper while you're shechting, while you're doing something. Can't be doing anything else, any other activity that's going to pass on. Now we got to the problem. Okay. Let's say Rashi. While I'm shechting, I cut something else. So Rashi says that what happened, the psul, I made a psul shechita. Not talking about melacha cheres at all. Rabbeinu Tam's not going to like that. Okay. I read through this part of the Gemara in a very detailed way with all the background information. Mitzvah Hashem b'li neder tomorrow. I want to go through first the whole sugya with Rashi, explain it, and then we get to Tosa. So I can't do too many things. Since there's a lot of new information here, I don't want to get people confused.